In my classroom, I have a problem box, which is a small box that holds index cards, and I label it problems. And in that box, I put different problems related to caregiving. I keep a list of problems that I hear about from caregivers and employers, and every few weeks, I put students in groups to discuss the problems. I usually give them a problem-solving template so that the lesson is more structured, but sometimes when a topic comes up and it seems like an appropriate time to pose a problem, I have students sit together and discuss the problem with possible solutions and consequences in a more unstructured way. I'll give you an example of what happened one day. The student's name is Elizabeth, and she worked all night at a facility for Alzheimer's patients. And she came to school in the morning after working all night, and she told her classmates about one of the residents who wouldn't take a shower. She just, no matter what they did, she just refused to take a shower. And so we talked about it, and students got in groups to try to come up with what would they do in that situation, because they are going to be in that situation. So I try to keep all the problems related to caregiving, and it seems to be a very effective thing to do in the class.